Hey guys, this video is about how to stop the porn urges at the knees and cut it out earlier so that you do not lead yourself down the rabbit hole of eventually watching more intense forms of sexual content through Instagram, YouTube, etc. And then eventually, you know the drill, finding yourself in a porn binge watching session. Okay.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Over the years that I've been mentoring guys in our program, in our practice, there have been a lot of guys who I noticed are very, very snappy and edgy and quick to become emotional and have, in other words, have very, very low mood regulation skills. And you can tell when you're talking to them, when I'm talking to them, just having a normal conversation, and then very, very suddenly I'll say something and they'll become very offended very quickly. You know, my job, right, as a mentor is to challenge people. And if I challenge someone in a way, I expect that if you're willing to grow and if you're really willing to beat the porn habit, that you're going to receive it in a way that I'm trying to help you. Like, I support you and I love you. And I'm trying to help you get better. But some people, sometimes, not everyone, will become very snappy. And I can notice this in people. And so then I try to peel that and go into that a little bit. And what I notice is that anytime that they slip up or have these relapses, there's a very clear correlation between how well people can practice mood regulation and how frequently they act out and use porn, right? So for example, amongst these guys who are very, very snappy and very emotionally up and down, they're the type that very frequently will go, you know, they'll wake up in the morning and they'll feel really on top of the world and ready to be determined to quit porn and not act out for that day and do all the things that we talk about in our program. And then within like a very short period of time, this is really interesting, within like an hour, they find themselves opening the laptop, opening the browser to watch some content online, right? And it's really interesting. And then I kind of have to ask them, like, what happened? What caused you? What are the decisions and the thought patterns that led you from feeling really on top of the world and really determined to have a great, productive day? And then an hour later, you found yourself in a porn watching session, right? And after really peeling it back and talking with people for hours and hours and hours over the past 10 years, I really learned that the fastest way to backtrack from these urges that you're feeling, this like rabbit hole you're going down to, is to cut it out earlier and to get really good at identifying your emotional state and your state of mind earlier on. And the reason that these guys, some people, myself included guys back in the day, can really spike, and we can really spike really quickly, feeling like stressed, and then you immediately find that the easiest way to alleviate that stress is to go to porn. So you go porn, not stress, stress, porn, not stress, stressed, porn, not, and you're just kind of spiking over and over all day. And this is exactly why sometimes you can go one day with watching porn and masturbating 2, 3 times, 4 times in one day, or over the course of a week, you know, you're going really well, and then you relapse and you mess up, and then the shame and the guilt kicks in. And the easiest way to drown those negative emotions of shame and guilt is to go back to more porn. And this is why it kind of cycles and spirals out of control, is because of this lack of impulse control. So what I help guys do in this instance where they find themselves really snappy and edgy all the time and really quick to make micro decisions about, choosing to open the browser really quickly, even though they feel really good, is I help them to lengthen the period of time that they're going down this rabbit hole. Lengthen the window of opportunity for them to make those decisions and have enough time to make micro adjustments to their thought patterns and to their behavior so that they can actually identify it earlier on. How does this happen? The easiest way to stop the rabbit hole train of thought and going down to watching porn is to identify your emotional state earlier on. Identify your emotional state as early as possible. And if you can get really good at doing this, then you will have success in beating porn, all right? For example, for me, in my own recovery journey, the biggest trigger, the actual biggest trigger for leading me to porn was stress. It was stress. It was not some external factor like something I saw online or anything like that. Those things contribute to make me feel aroused and being triggered. But the first trigger, the actual internal trigger, was always stress and anxiety. So I had to get really good, and I am really good to this day, at identifying, okay, I'm feeling really stressed today because I notice, like, oh, when I was playing sports today, when I was playing volleyball, I was really upset and frustrated at myself. And I was really playing, I wasn't playing very well, and I was really angry the whole time. Why is that? So I've gotten really good at identifying, I'm feeling anxious today. Or, you know, when I go to somewhere out in public, I notice people a lot more. I'm kind of watching people a lot more. Okay, what does that mean about my emotional state, all right? So I got really good at this, and then I label it as like, oh, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling stressed. And then you can cut out the thought pattern, the thought train, cut it out at the knees, and then you can choose to make better decisions.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
All right, so the first step in this thought pattern is your internal trigger, which is your emotional state. The second thought of the pattern is usually an external trigger, like you see something that makes you kind of fantasize about something else, or you have a dream or whatever. And then the third micro decision that you make is to engage in that thought pattern or to disengage, right? And usually what people do is they choose to engage. They choose to watch that YouTube video that has that, you know, catchy thumbnail, or they choose to visit that Instagram profile of that person, right? And as soon as you do that, guys, I want to make this really clear, and this is kind of a helpful mind shift change you can have. As soon as you do that, you should, or before you do that, you should think of it as already relapsing with porn and masturbation. Before you even watch the video that has the raunchy thumbnail, or you watch that TV show or movie that you probably know you shouldn't be watching because it has some sexual content in it, before you even watch it, you should think, this is already relapsing, okay? Because essentially it is, and you should think of it like that. Because of the dopamine hits, because even just a tiny splash of dopamine, even if it's just a really tame thing on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or at the gym or wherever, even if it's really tame, it's still splashing your brain with dopamine, it's getting a rush of dopamine, and it's going to eventually lead you down the rabbit hole of watching porn. It will, all right? You know very well the experience, you know the drill. And it's very hard, nearly impossible, not impossible, but very hard to backtrack from that experience. But there are ways to backtrack from it, and I don't want you to think it's like, oh, if I watched a YouTube video or did something I wasn't supposed to do, then woe is me and I'm doomed for it, and I might as well just give up and watch porn and masturbate, right? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's harder to backtrack after you've done that. Not impossible, but you should think before you even engage in watching anything or Google searching anything or looking at anyone's profile, you should already think, if I do this, I'm already giving up. I'm already relapsing, because that dopamine hit is strong. That little monster is strong, and it's gonna get bigger and bigger, and eventually it's gonna consume your entire soul. So you might be wondering, what is the best way to backtrack if you've already made a bad choice in the day? You've already made one of those micro decisions, right? Like I'm talking about, it's like you've got to widen the window of opportunity for you to make these decisions. And right now, it's like if you've been consuming porn, you know, for many years or every day, it's like you're just spiking up and down and stressed, not stressed, aroused, not aroused, or anxious, not anxious. And if you do that over and over again over a long period of time, the baseline becomes lower and the peaks become higher. So over time, emotions get more intense because you develop a dependency on it, right? And that dependency is real. The dependency on porn is real. So how do you backtrack when you're in that opportunity, when you have an opportunity to make a micro decision? How do you backtrack, even if you, let's say you've really found yourself too far off to the edge of the cliff? The best way to backtrack, my friends, is to go inward and go back to the first trigger. What was the first trigger? Here's your test. The first trigger was your internal trigger, your internal state. And you go back to that. And if you go back to the beginning, if you remain at the beginning of the trigger cycle and you keep yourself there, then you never actually go beyond that. You never actually surpass that, and you can always stay in a good state. And that first trigger is your emotional state. So you have to get really good at practicing, like I said, in my experience, identifying the emotion that I'm feeling today or in the last few days, or why I'm feeling this kind of feeling and desire to escape and to watch porn, and what am I using porn to escape and use as a crutch and emotional support system and a coping mechanism. And you think, why do I feel this? And why? And the reason asking why is so important is because reasoning with your brain is the fastest way to quit porn. Because your brain is trying to get you back to watch porn, right? The dopamine hits are real. And your brain literally thinks, it thinks because of training, that without porn you're gonna die or something like that. You can't survive without porn, because that's what dopamine is. It's a survival mechanism, right? So the fastest way to eliminate that dopamine and those urges is to reason with your brain to the point that your brain has no other choice but to give in. It forces your brain into a corner. It forces it to submission and has no other choice than to give in. Why? Because your brain is logical. And in the end, actually, your brain is on your side. If you think about it like that, your brain is actually on your side. It's hard to think about it like that. But because of the training, because of the desensitization, your brain thinks on the surface that it needs porn and porn is beneficial and all those lies and justifications it makes, right? But deep down, your brain is actually on your side. It wants you to survive. It wants you to be healthy. It wants you to thrive. It wants you to be happy. So if you can reason with your brain and say, hey, like, let's stop fighting, brain. Let's get out of the boxing ring, take off our boxing gloves. Let's sit down and have a conversation. And if you have a conversation with your brain and you reason with it and you keep asking why, do I feel anxious today? Well, it's because of this. Okay, why do I feel that? Okay, it's because of this. Okay, why am I like that? Because of this. And you keep peeling back, then your brain will go, oh, I get it. Like, okay, actually, that's why you're anxious. And porn is not a reasonable conclusion. It's not a reasonable thing to do to alleviate that emotion. And your brain can kind of submit like that. And that's when you can feel better. Because if you can do that enough and go deep enough, guys, I promise you, after you do that, after you talk with somebody about it, ideally, the best thing to do is to talk to someone. But at the very least, if you really reflect and pray on your own, after that, you will feel, oh, I feel a lot better. I don't feel this little monster in my brain consuming my thoughts and forcing me to go back to porn. Because you have control. Because you're the one that's in control of this situation. And as soon as you get in the boxing ring with the little monster, you're going to lose. And you always do. Because that monster is pretty big. It's pretty dang big and it's pretty dang strong. And you know that what that's like. But if you can get out of the boxing ring and just say, hey, let's talk about this. Let's reason about this. That's the fastest way to backtrack from a slip up, to backtrack from going down the rabbit hole, and to eliminate urges at the knees and cut it out for good.
Did you like that video? If so, then you're gonna love the other video, so do follow. If not, then no worries. Still love you. Take care.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.